All right, folks, we want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. It's going to be a good one, let me tell you. Hey, listen, my name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I'm an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. First of all, I want to congratulate those of you who took advantage of the opportunity to go to the Yellow Jacket training at Brian McClure's Ranch in Pecan Bluff. I know you had a wonderful time. I've been hearing about how awesome it was and being able to spend time with Brian. That's what it's all about. And I hope that you got value out of that and you apply it to your, not only your Ambit Energy business, but to your lives as well. And I know he gave you value and information and insight that's going to make a difference for you both in and out of your business, okay? Along with that, I want to suggest to you that you register for Ambit Power Trip. Go to ambitpowertrip.com. And you can register for that event. It's coming up November, and it's going to be in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Looking forward to seeing you there. But before that, we've got the big one, folks. You hear people talking about it on the call? Listen, it's going to be awesome. Ambition 2018. If you're not registered, I almost don't know what to say to you. Unless you're brand spanking new in this business, you should already be registered for the national conference. But if you are brand new and you're serious about your business, go to your power zone. Go to events.ambitenergy.com, log in, register for the national conference August 29th, 30th, 31st, and September 1st, Dallas, Texas. We've got two hotels that you can register in. Do whatever it takes. If guys, if you're not registered for the national conference because money is an issue, you got to remember, you're in a money-making business. Go sponsor somebody. Go help them get their customers and then apply that to the registration for your national conference. Not only that, Ambit Energy has given us an awesome bonus. For those of you who register and you sign up a new consultant and they register for the national conference, they will get a triple-double bonus when they get four or five customers. You will get a matching bonus if you registered as well. You'll find the information about that in your power zone, too. Now, just want to remind you, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific Time, and at 11 o'clock in the morning in Japan. So we want to welcome everybody to the call, and boy, did you call in on a great one. Let me introduce our featured speakers for the evening. These guys they're awesome. They're some of the best trainers that we have in the company. Million-dollar income earners, top 10 leadership award winners, they're on the Founders Council, and pioneers of our Japan expansion. Please welcome to the call, Mary and Richard Arredo. Mary and Richard, all yours.
Hey, Bear, thanks so much. Thanks for having us on the call. It's a great morning here in Osaka, Japan. You guys are wrapping up your evening, depending on where you're calling in from, but, you know, we're super excited. You know, we're just coming off, you know, the past couple of weeks of having Energize, the first national conference for Japan, and it brought back a lot of fantastic memories from our first ambition that we did down there at Bastrop in 2007. I think it was late September. I think we didn't do it Labor Day weekend. We didn't start doing Labor Day weekend national conference until the second ambition. So it is it was certainly exciting to see that many excited Japanese people in the room. I think we had about 1,200 people there. And, you know, I told them, I said, listen, guys, you might be thinking that this is going to be like, you know, 1,500 next time, maybe 1,700. I said, it'll be three, four times the size of this, you know, because, you know, this is, you know, what we experienced with ambition, you know, going from one ambition to the next, especially from the first to the second, it was exponential growth. And I think a lot of people, whether you're going to your 12th ambition or you're going to your first or Energize or whatever it is, or you're going to your first ambition, you know, it is unlike anything you've been to before, in my personal opinion. We've been around a lot of different companies as far as events, not necessarily network marketing events. But, you know, what Ambit does for the field at these events is really unprecedented. And the other thing also, I talk to other people that are in other companies, and their events are three and four times the cost of our event. I mean, Ambit is not trying to make money off their national conference. They really are there to deliver value because they want our consultants to go out and build an extraordinary business. That's what they want. They know if they invest in us, we're going to go out there and gather customers, we're going to build bigger teams, and we're going to drive more revenue to the company, and then the company is going to reward us with that revenue.
You know, I loved being at Energize. It was so exciting to see all the new faces of the consultants that are building. I remember being at our very first Ambition, and Steve Thompson said, just stick it out. As exciting as it is today, just wait 5 years from now. You won't even recognize your life. And he was so right. We kept plugging in. We kept working hard. And 5 years after that, we literally did not recognize our life. We had freedom. We had time. We had sleep, which was such a rarity at that time. And I can just tell you, even though Ambit now is almost 12 years old, I would say we're still just beginning. We are just getting going and getting started. So no matter if you started almost 12 years ago or if you just started 12 days ago or 12 hours ago, this is still a huge opportunity. And so I think a lot of people start to see shiny new objects elsewhere and they think, oh, let me run over there. Listen, you got to keep driving where you're at. And just like what Bear said, if you're not registered for Ambition, I don't even know what to say to you. I mean, it is, we've had our tickets booked to go back to the U.S. for Ambition back in January or February. We already had our tickets booked to go back home for Ambition. So you definitely, I mean, it is a no-brainer. That is the one event that is just the non-negotiable. Our whole family knows. We schedule everything around it. I remember the very first Ambition at Bastrop. My brother had gotten married that weekend. And luckily for us, it was the only event in Bastrop. My brother was getting married in Houston. And Richard literally drove back and forth as many times as possible. He missed a lot of the family events. A Vietnamese wedding is a multi-day, multi-event, you know, ordeal. And I said, just go to as much of Ambition as you possibly could go to. And I felt like, man, I missed out on so much. I went to a few events, but I just didn't get to go to some of the big events. And I remember the following month, my other brother got engaged, and I said, listen, you can get married anytime next year, but if you get married over Labor Day weekend next year, I just am telling you, I'm not going to be there, because I knew I needed to be at Ambition. And people think, that's kind of cold, that's your brother. And I told them, I said, listen, my brother does not pay my mortgage. He does not pay to feed my kids. He does not pay for college tuition for my daughter, but Ambit does. And I take my business really seriously. So we're focused right now on getting some of our Japanese consultants to Ambition, which is a far greater investment of time and money than anybody in the U.S. is ever going to experience. I mean, just by flying, they're going to lose 2 days of their life just flying, just traveling. And so, you know, you want to do whatever you need to do to get there, because there's nothing like it. There's just nothing like it. If you're already registered, then the question you got to ask yourself is, who else can I get registered? Who else can I go with me to this event? The more people you get to an event, especially you're talking about Ambition, the bigger your business is going to grow. I mean, I think these Japanese consultants are experiencing that. The teams that have the most people that attended Energize definitely are growing the fastest right now. They're definitely reaping the benefits of the months it took for them to call and reach out and get people to attend Energize. Same thing that we're doing here with Ambition is that you've got to pick up the phone. You've got to call people. You've got to get people registered. I tell people, listen, you don't want to leave registration in your downline's hands. You know, if they say they're going to go, they're going to get registered, you let them know, hey, let me get you registered. You know, what credit card do you want to put it on? I'll get you registered. And you can go into your power zone and get them registered with their credit card number and their C number and get it done. And that's what we've done for years. So we've really worked hard on doing that. And I recommend that you do the same thing to get as many people to Ambition as possible.
You know, here's the other thing. Let's say this is speaking to the ones that are, you've already, you know, there was already an event planned Labor Day weekend, and you really cannot manipulate that any differently, and you literally cannot go to Ambition. Let's just say that's the case. Well, here's the thing. You can still be registered for Ambition, because if you're not, you're leaving a ton of money on the table. You know, you're leaving double bonus or triple bonus on, depending on where you're building your business. You know, it's triple in Texas. It's double everything outside of Texas. But keep in mind, those bonuses are tied to where you acquire customers, not where you are living. So if you live in Maine and you sponsor someone down in Texas, great. You can get Texas customers and get triple bonus. So it doesn't matter where you live. It just matters where you're actually building. But you can't access double, triple unless you are registered for ambition, period. So why would you leave that money on the table? And then if you're trying to figure out, well, gosh, the finances of getting down there, you know, it's going to cost me, you know, this much in airfare, this much for a hotel, or this much in gas to drive. Listen, that's why they did this promotion in June, is so you have enough time on the vine to build your business and build up some cash flow so you can reinvest it and get even bigger bonuses at Ambition. The attendee-only promotions are bigger than this, usually. So, I mean, they always run something different. There's always a different nuance to it. But bottom line is leaders know that that's where we run some of our biggest promotions, is coming out of Ambition or coming out of Simulcast. So, you know, you're just leaving a ton of money on the table if you're just not registered. And if you're an MC and you're with inside of your 30 days, then it's only $149. If you're outside your 30 days, it's $169. I mean, you can accomplish, you know, making that money back with just a couple, one or two MCs, depending on if they double or triple or if they just single. I mean, you can figure that out. I mean, you're going to recoup that very quickly. So don't leave that money on the table. And I'm assuming that if you're on this call, that you're probably already registered for Ambition. But this is what you've got to convey to your team, your downline, because they're counting on you. You guys are leading from the front. You're the tip of the spear. So, because not everyone in Ambition, not everyone in Ambit land right now is on this call. Why? I have no idea. But, you know, you've got to be the one that takes that voice back, whether it's on your team call, whether it's one-on-one, or it's just going through your downline, look and see who's joined your business in the past 30 days that's not registered. Whether you're an RC, SC, or EC, you've got to incorporate in your day-to-day activities, yes, you're personally prospecting, yes, you're helping people, you know, get trained up and get their customers and sponsor their first few people. But also part of what you've got to be doing in your activities in the month of June and the month of July especially is you've got to help people get registered for Ambition. So you've got to be, whether it's calling 3 people a day, 5 people a day, 10 people a day in your downline, however big your group is, you do the math, and you've got to go ahead and reach out to them. A lot of these people, when they joined Ambit, they had a big why. Something happened in their life. You know, maybe something happened they didn't understand in Ambit. You know, their mom told them no. Their uncle told them you're going to jail. Whatever that is, and something took them out of the game, and they're just waiting for someone to reach back out to them to say, hey, listen, we can do this together. And, you know, sometimes just by inviting somebody, you know, you might be relying on the corporate emails going out to keep people in the loop. That's not going to fly. That only works with leaders. You know, most people that are in this company, they're not leaders yet. You know, they don't understand. They're not pulling the information to them. They're basically clueless. They don't know. So it's our job as leaders is to make sure that we're getting that information in front of them so that they have options to build their business.
You know, the last time Richard was on the national call, he talked about being the sponsor you always wanted. I mean, you got to remember that most new consultants don't know. They don't know what to do. So you got to lead them. You got to teach them. Most people have never owned their own business before. I remember when Richard and I first got into business for ourselves, I didn't know what to do. I literally would go to the office every day, and I literally did not know what to do because I was accustomed to someone giving me a task list. And I was a great employee. I'd get that task list done, and I'd find, you know, a dozen more things that would enhance the task list, but I needed a starting point. So when we got into business together, the first thing I told him is, you're going to have to manage me for a little while until I get this whole business ownership thing down. And most people don't have the awareness that that's probably where they are. So you've got to tell them, give them a task list of what to do. But not only be the sponsor you always wanted, you got to be the consultant that you want to have in your downline, that you want to sponsor. Are you doing everything that you would want a new consultant to do or any consultant to do? Are you building your business? Are you getting coaching? Are you taking action that's going to have you produce the things you want to do? And for most people, you're not taking the kind of action that you would want a new consultant to take. You're not doing all the things that you know to do. And if you're not the consultant that you want to sponsor, then you're either not taking action or your action is ineffective. So if you're not taking action, it's either because you're just inconsistent with what you say you want, or you don't know what action to take. So if you don't know what action to take, all I can say is you're not reaching out for the resources. There are a ton of resources available to you to tell you what actions to take. You can go back to Ambit University. If you live in a local area, an area where there's a local business presentation, any leader will be happy to go through what there is for you to do. You know, if you've not done your written list, if you've not created a why, if you've not been calling people, if you've not been, you know, there's basic actions that you can take. You can watch videos online right there at Ambit University to go through what you need to do. So if you don't know what action to take, it's very simple to find out. You can ask somebody, or you can go online to Ambit University. Or if you're taking action, you might be ineffective in your action. So if you're ineffective in your action, you got to ask yourself, what is filling your time with your action? Are you literally, are you doing the things that are going to move your business forward? Or are you spending time calculating how you're going to be a yellow jacket earner by looking in your power zone? I mean, I know a lot of people who spend a lot of time looking at power zone, looking at stuff, looking at training, looking at back office, looking at your downline reports, looking at your customer reports, yet none of that forwards what you're up to. None of that will make you any money. None of that will put a customer in your organization. None of that will sponsor a consultant into your organization. None of that will get somebody to an event. You know, all that is busy work that is necessary at times in your business, but that's not really what's going to forward your business. You got to be taking action that's going to forward your business. It's talking to a potential customer, talking to a potential consultant, or coaching a consultant in your business. And by coaching, I don't mean talking them to death. I've seen consultants that literally talk their team to death, and they get exhausted, and they don't take any action. You want to give them a little bit of information and get them to take action. Or you're doing the right things. You're talking to consultant prospects, you're talking to customer prospects, but you're ineffective. If you're doing the right things and you're ineffective, then what there is for you to do is get coaching. It is usually a small tweak that's going to have you be successful in the business. And what I can tell you, some of the best coaching that happens is the meeting after the meeting. If you are not attending the business presentation on a regular basis and attending the meeting after the meeting, you're selling yourself short. And if you're attending the meeting after the meeting and you're not utilizing that as an opportunity to get coaching, you're really selling yourself short. I think that's where Richard and I got probably 99% of our training in the early days, because there was no power trip. There was no regional trainings. There weren't a lot of big events. It was really, I remember seeing Steve Thompson in New York. And I always made sure we got an invitation to the meeting after the meeting, or we found out where it was and we were going to crash the meeting after the meeting. And I always tried to sit as close to Steve as possible. And Steve was always so gracious to be able to answer my questions. And I always had questions. And some of you think, I don't know what questions to ask. Well, you could start with, this is what's happening in my business. What can I do to improve my results? Or this is what I'm seeing. What can I do to improve my results? Or this is a conversation I just had with a consultant and it didn't go so well. What else could I have said? There's always something to improve upon. And, you know, I was talking to a group of women in my church, and we were doing a connect group on women in business. And I was talking about, you know, everything goes back to what you value. Are you doing things consistent with what you say you want and consistent with who you say you are, or are you not? You know, ongoingly, I would say most consultants do not take action consistent with what they say they want. And I'm guilty too. Trust me, there are many, many days where I've not taken action consistent with what I say I want in my business. So I'm not saying anything to you that I don't even say to myself. You know, there are days where I struggle with that too. But it's okay to have a day or two to struggle with that. It's not okay to have day after day, week after week, month after month, where you're not doing the things that you know to do.
Mm-hmm. So those of you that are, you know, I'm going to say seniors and above, you know, if some of you are still relying on a weekly meeting, a weekly VP, like one weekly VP, and you think that's going to get you where you want to get in this business, you are mistaken. It is very rare that someone builds their entire business through one weekly VP and they build the downline and the business that they're looking for. You really have to be looking at what your activities are going to be throughout the week and the month. Means you've got weekly VPs, that's plural, whether that's, you know, probably two, probably for a lot of leaders. And then there's home business presentations. If you're a senior consultant and above and you don't have home business presentations happening on a regular basis in your downline, your business is stifled. I mean, there's just, you're going to grow your business quicker through home BPs than you are a weekly BP just at a hotel or rack room restaurant or wherever that might be. You're just going to have more bites at the apple. There's so many opportunities that you can create a home business presentation on the fly that doesn't cost hardly any money, if any at all. And it's just through your downline, you can encourage them to do that. And here's the thing. You can't tell them to do a home business presentation. You have to teach them how to do it, which means you have to go over there, show them how to set up, show them how the things need to be set up, how you're showing the video on the TV, making sure you've got some equipment set up, however that is, whatever the setup is, and show them how the flow goes. And you're probably not doing that just one time. But after you do it probably two or three times, they can probably do it on their own, and you're on to the next consultant teaching them how to do the same thing. So you've got to make sure that you've got home business presentations worked into your activities of building your organization. And then also for anybody that is MC, RC, SCE, CN above, I mean, it is, if you're not doing one-on-ones, then, you know, your activity is you're relying on your downline. You know, personal prospecting cannot just be done over the phone and getting someone to look at the video. Yes, you can do that, especially if someone's out of town, too far away, but you've got to utilize your local geography also. If you can get somebody face-to-face, guess what? You probably have a better chance of that person joining your business because they're going to see a level of commitment in you that's not conveyed over the phone or via text. You just can't do it. So you've got to make sure you've got weekly BPs in your schedule. You've got home business presentations that are in your schedule. And then you've got one-on-ones that you're working on every week to make sure that you're getting in front of people. And for some of you, it's like, wow, that sounds like a lot. Sounds like a lot of work. I was told I could do this part-time. That's still part-time. You know, you look at your 168 hours you've got scheduled out for the week, and you show me what's going to give you the return on investment that you're looking for in your life. You know, if you've got, you know, hours logged in for TV or hours logged in on social media, that's all money being thrown out the window. You're not growing your business the way that you possibly could be if you were actually taking the action that Mary's speaking of. So you've got to make sure that you look at your 168 hours, you determine how much sleep you need, you determine what your normal work schedule looks like at work or your business you currently already have, and then you look to see what are the critical family activities that I need to attend, and you create some short-term goals with your family and the people that are close to you and say, listen, this is what's going on for the next 6 months. You know, I'm spearheading this business. I'm plugging in like I've never plugged in before because this is the result that I'm trying to produce for us as a family. And you include them in the goals, and there's going to be a season where you're going to grind and burn the candle at both ends, but if you don't do that, there's no way to break through. It doesn't happen by itself. I mean, you look at any spacecraft that's, you know, leaving planet Earth, it burns up the majority of its fuel just trying to get out of the atmosphere. But once it gets out of the atmosphere, it can cruise at 16,000 miles an hour, you know, with using no fuel. So you've got to make sure that you are putting in the work and not just hoping for the best. You know, you go ahead and go to the presentation and go ahead and, you know, print off the 7-level residual compensation plan that's no matter what market you're in, and print that off and print multiple copies of it. Put it in your car, put it on your mirror, fold it up, put it in your wallet, whatever it is, put it as a screensaver. And you look at that and you go, okay, are my actions, are my activities that I'm doing today supporting this happening? So many people get satisfied with a small result when there's such a much bigger result available for you and your family.
You know, Richard's right. You can build this business part-time. It's just a lot easier if you concentrate effort over a short amount of time. So for a season, anyone can do anything. But if you carve out that time to have concentrated, massive action behind your business, what's going to happen is you're going to start getting really good at conversations. The problem with most consultants that go part-time is they don't have enough consistency in their conversations to get good at the conversations. So they have a conversation, they don't have another conversation for a couple of days, so then when they get started again, they're totally rusty. They don't know what to say, they're fumbling over their words, they're not confident in what they say. But the consultants that are having multiple conversations every day for weeks at a time, they are good at their conversations. It's no different than if you and I were to pick up tennis today, and I am not the strongest athlete. If you and I picked up tennis today and you practiced once every week for 20 minutes a week, and I did it an hour every single day for a month, who's going to be better after 100 hours of practice, you or me? I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be better because I've got that concentrated time, even though I'm not a great athlete, even though I've never actually been able to hit a tennis ball with a tennis racket. But I guarantee you, if I focused an hour every single day for the next month to playing tennis, I would get pretty decent. You know, I'm not going to be playing, you know, any kind of professional tennis any day soon, but I could be pretty decent if I had that kind of consistency in a concentrated amount of time. So I highly recommend that you look at your calendar, and between now and ambition, you concentrate some efforts and you really get something moving in your business so that you can go into ambition with momentum. See, the problem with a lot of people when they move into ambition is they cruise into ambition and they do a slow chug into ambition, and they think ambition is going to light their business on fire. It is going to help incredibly. But if you really want the momentum of ambition to light up your business, you need to go into ambition with momentum, and it's going to put some massive fuel on your fire. But you've got to have some muscle built between now and then. Now is a great time to just be showing the business, and there will be people who will say no, and those are the people that you go back to after ambition when the whatever big announcement, whatever big promo, and say, oh my gosh, we just announced X, Y, and Z, and we're running this promotion. It's a great time for you to get started, whatever that might be, but it's going to take some massive action concentrated in a short amount of time to really get you good at what you do. If you look at all the top income earners, that's what happened to them. They didn't just get lucky. They didn't just happen upon working part-time, doing a little bit here and there. Most of them created massive action and concentrated effort over a short amount of time. And what happened is they got really good at having conversations.
So a couple things that are coming up to really help you build your business. There's some pretty good events that are coming up here that you should utilize for you and your team and your personal prospecting as well. And that's, you got the Ambit Power Tour, where you've got the co-founders getting out there. So we've got on Tuesday, June 12th, we've got Danvers, Massachusetts. So make sure you've got that in your calendar. And then on Wednesday, June 13th, we've got the one in Chicago, Illinois. And then on Thursday, June 14th, we've got Dallas, Texas. Listen, those are great opportunities where they get to hear from the co-founders and they get to kind of get up front and close and personal, because they get to hear, you know, the people that are leading this company, the people that created the original vision, the people that are running the company. And I think that carries a lot of weight. I mean, Chris and Jerry, you know, as busy as they are, I mean, you know, it's harder for them to run the business and then get out there in front of the general public on a regular basis. And these are the opportunities where you can take advantage of that. I mean, you know, some of you that come down for whether it be a power trip or ambition, you know, sometimes you have an opportunity to go visit the corporate office, and that's great. But, you know, that's only if you're there. But, you know, you got to take those opportunities when they're touring around the country to get your team in front of and hear them, hear their commitment, hear their, you know, hear their compassion, hear their passion. And so you can transfer that to your team that doesn't come, or that might be in another market where they didn't make it to. So take advantage of those. And then you've got a big corporate event that's happening down in Houston. It's a regional training. It's happening June 23rd. So that's going to be a fantastic event. So those of you that are within a driving distance to that event, you should definitely be there. Driving distance to me is probably anything, you know, inside of 6 or 8 hours. So, you know, anywhere in Texas, you know, if you're there, you should be able to get there. If you want to fly in for that, fly in for that. It's going to be a fantastic event with some of the top executives and nationals that are building this business. So if you're going to learn how to build this business, you got to learn from the top producers. Those are the opportunities to do it, you know. And, you know, you've got your upline that you can learn from, and then you've got crossline that you can learn from. And you're going to find out that, you know, you need all of it. It's probably not all going to come from your upline. It's a great start, but if you're really building and you're really wanting to learn how to build this business, you're going to learn from lots of different people. I remember when I used to travel on a karate circuit for competition for about 15 years, one of the best advice I had gotten from the man who got me into karate was, he said, listen, he goes, every tournament you go to, he goes, I want you to find one person that has a technique that you want to learn or that's doing a technique better than what you do, and ask them for 15 minutes of their time. And so I did that for years. I'd go to 25, 30 different tournaments a year, and I'd find a black belt or someone higher ranked, and I would just go, listen, you've got a really great back fist. Could you spend 15 minutes with me and teach me how to do that? You know, you got a really great sidekick. Could you show me how you do your sidekick? And I had countless instructors throughout through a year with just a small private lesson, and I would go build upon that. It's the same thing in Ambit. You know, I see someone that's blowing and going on the 5-star. You know, I look at the 5-star ratings, and I go, you know, hey, what are you doing? What's working for you and your team right now? And because I want to continuously learn what I can do better. As long as I'm getting better, I know my income's going to grow. If I'm getting better, my team's going to get better training. My team's going to get better coaching. I'm going to stay really on the cutting edge of what's working in this business, you know, because there's shifts with any business. There's shifts in markets. So I want to find out, hey, what's working there? And those are the things that we consistently do on a regular basis. And that's probably the one thing that we probably do best is focus on what can we do better and who can help us with getting better. And those of you, you know, I want to leave you really with this, and Mary will have some final words as well, is, you know, most people that come into Ambit, they're either new to network marketing or they've been in network marketing, but they never got taught properly. So a lot of times we're just telling people what to do. Consultants, new consultants, have to be taught and shown, not told, taught and shown. This is not a telling business. This is a monkey see, monkey do. And if you think you can sit behind a phone and just bark at your team and tell them what to do, and they're going to go do it, some will, most won't. But that's not going to create the duplication and the multiplication that you're looking in for your business. You're looking for momentum. Momentum doesn't happen until you've got sufficient duplication. And there's just no two ways around that. You've got to invest the time in teaching and showing them, not just telling them.
You know, it doesn't matter where you are in your business. You know, people have heard me talk about this, have heard me say this a lot. Your past performance in this business does not dictate your future. So I think a lot of times consultants go into taking action almost already defeated because they look at their past performance. Your past does not ever dictate your future. You know, you are one consultant away from completely having your life changed. You know, I remember when we were hundreds of consultants away from national, and people would ask me, how far are you from national? And I'd say, I'm only one Ray Monty away. I knew that there was another Ray Monty out there, and I'm still looking for him. I mean, we're still looking for him. But along the way, we've got a lot of really great consultants. But just know that your business can be altered with one conversation, and we've seen it time and time and time again. You got to get yourself to a place where you're optimistic about your business, that you know that this, any day now, this could be the thing. But you've got to keep pressing in. You got to keep taking the action. You got to be the consultant you want to sponsor. You got to do all the things that you know to do and then some. You know, this business is not always easy. It is simple what we do, but sometimes it really does take some stamina. It does take some effort. It does take some oomph and fortitude and thick skin. But I'm telling you, it's so worth it. I had a rough homeschooling week last week with Zachary. My child was very challenging for this homeschooling mom, and I just one evening sat down to really lay down with him in bed, putting him to bed. And I was just so thankful. Even as challenging as the week had been, I was just so thankful for the business and the opportunity to be here in Japan, to be able to homeschool my kids, to be where we are today. But it took something. It wasn't by accident. It wasn't by just sheer want. We had to work for it. We had to fight for it. And anything worth having is certainly worth fighting for. So there might be something in you that you got to find in you, that you got to fight for, that you got to renew your why, that you got to find that fire in the pit of your soul to get you going. It is going to take some effort, but I'm telling you, your business could alter today. And you just never know. You don't know what conversation is going to change the trajectory of your business forever. And it really is possible, and it's out there. So, you know, we are looking forward to seeing you guys at Ambition. It's going to be an incredible time. We are looking forward to being home. We're looking forward to bringing some of our Japanese consultants with us. But we're super excited. Now is a better time than ever to build the business. I mean, we're just chomping at the bit, even to get things moving even more in Texas. I mean, it's just, the opportunity is just so big. I mean, I'm not just talking about Japan. I'm just talking about the opportunity. It is just so huge right now. And especially in Texas when it's hotter than heck, people are complaining about the heat right now, 100-plus degree weather. Now's the time to talk to them about energy because it's on everybody's mind for sure.
Bear, we appreciate you having us on the call.
It is always a pleasure to have you guys on the call. And I got to tell you guys, this is yet another call that you're going to want to hear again yourself, and this is a perfect call to share with anyone in your business that's not registered for the National Conference. One of the things I love about Mary and Richard is they're always challenging themselves. They always challenge themselves to go to the next level. And if you listen to this call again, or should I say when you listen to this call again, you may find an opportunity for you to challenge yourself to go to the next level. They've mentioned so much on Facebook, and it's great to hear your voice again.
Sorry, she just stepped out.
Oh, okay, that's quite all right. All right, folks, you want to hear this call again, give us a couple of days. We're going to put it up on topambitleaders.com. Once again, topambitleaders.com. If you're not getting the updates on that, go to that website, register for the email updates, and you'll be up to date with all the information, all of the events that we're posting on that website, okay? I'm going to open up the line so that you can say thank you to Mary and Richard yourselves. Hold on just a moment.